Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
It's Stephanie Moon time.
Well, hey, Will.
Good evening to you. And so I saw you in the Yorkshire Post on Monday for Yorkshire Day, and what a cracking day it was.
Oh, brilliant day.
And then we were together on Sunday at the Yorkshire Dales Food Festival. Just a fab.
E-by gum, Will.
We had a fab time, and more on that a little bit later on. So, Steph, what are we cooking tonight then?
Well, I thought, you know what, Will? We're banging season for strawberries.
We are.
I know strawberries are everywhere. I've even got some growing in my garden, Will. I've got a little pot of strawberries that I planted a few months ago, and I've got about 10 strawberries that are nearly ready, but they're just not quite ready to serve today. So I've kept those. But
people shouldn't be scared by growing and stuff in the garden. You know, you would say to people, have a go, wouldn't you?
I definitely would. I am not a green-fingered person at all.
No.
I'm a chef, and chefs are more night owls than they are anything else. And normally everything dies in my house.
But you're always in the Rudding Park garden, I know, Stephanie, and that is a well-stocked, matured garden.
Well, it is. And there's lots to get from there, and it's wonderful because, you know, full-time kitchen gardener, you can't beat it. Loads of herbs and stuff. But here we've brought some strawberries, we've got some puff pastry which is layered out, baked, and it's called millefeuille. It's basically 1,000 leaves, gâteau of 1,000 leaves. It's a French dish, and it's basically, you just roll out your puff pastry, cut it into 3 even strips, bake it off, and you make like something along the kin of a Walls Viennetta in size and look, but it's the 3 layers of the puff pastry. In between that, some Yorkshire cream, fresh vanilla pod, loads of Yorkshire strawberries layered up. And what we really want, Will, is when you cut into a millefeuille, you should hear. That's what we want to hear.
Ooh, I'm quite excited by that sound.
It's a cheeky little noise. But that's what we want. We want the puff pastry to really scrunch in like that.
Now, Steph, I'm looking at this and, you know, I'm always thinking Flavours of the Week. We're here to give you tips. Steph's here to give you tips. If you're ever hosting a dinner party at the weekend, Flavours of the Week is great. But I'm looking at this, Steph, and I'm putting myself in a situation where I've been at a dinner party on a Saturday night at your house and you bring that out for dessert. It looks huge.
Yeah, and the idea of this millefeuille is that it's feeding 4 or 6 people. It's not just for one, it's for, you know, a lot of people. And you can make them as big or as small as you want. You could do them individual. For me, I like to go for something a bit impressive. So you put that down in the table.
Mm.
This thing is so easy to do. Honestly, Will, you can buy the puff pastry, you buy a carton of cream and a tub of strawberries and 1 vanilla pod. Happy days, that's all the ingredients you need. Whip the cream with the vanilla pod seeds. Scratch out the seeds from the pod and leave the pod in some sugar for another day. But then bake off those 3 sheets of pastry, whip the cream and layer it up with sliced strawberries. Kids love it, families love it. Who doesn't love that, Will?
And they're your strawberries from your garden?
Well, not really.
Oh, I got excited. I'd had one of them then.
Well, they are. I have strawberries in the garden, but they're not. They're just a little bit hard, Will. I did investigate this morning when I was making this dish, and I thought it would be really good, but not yet. Should have left it another
couple of
weeks
time. Steph, thank you very much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show tonight.
Always a pleasure, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.